History of the Maya. The Quiche Maya Seek a Home. The Maya told an epic migration story of their ancestors. The Quiche Maya Popol Vuh recounts how early men and women lived in perpetual darkness and prayed devoutly to the creator gods, Hurricane and Gacamutz, to provide a sun to give them light and make their world safe. The first created man and woman, Jaguar Kintz and his wife, celebrated Sea House, Jaguar Night and Prawn House, Makuta and the Hummingbird House. True Jaguar and his partner, Macaw House, had many children and grandchildren. They lived expectantly, facing to the east as often as possible, watching for the rising of Venus, the morning star, and the sun that would follow shortly afterwards. When the sun did not rise, they began a pilgrimage that took them to a great city called Talun Zuna, Seven Caves or Seven Canyons. Scholars note that this may have been revered as the Tolon built by the Toltecs at Tula, or the older city of Teotihuacan. The Maya thus shared the Aztecs' reverence for a place of seven caves that played an important part in the early lives of the first tribal ancestors. In the city of Tulan Zua, the main Quiche lineages were given the gods that they were to worship. The principal one was Tuhil, who gave human beings fire. He had been identified as the classic period deity Tahil, obsidian mirror, who is represented in carvings at Palenque with a smoking mirror on his head, a Maya equivalent of the Aztec god Tezcatlipoca. In the very first days, people had all spoken a single language, but while the Maya ancestors were living in Tulan Zua, different groups began speaking in different tongues. The Maya had great need of fire given to them by Tohil, for it was cold in the time before the sun rose, and they would huddle around bonfires to try and keep warm. So it happened that a hailstorm swept across the dark sky, drenching the people and putting out all the fires. Tahil relit the Quiche fire by rotating on the spot inside his sandal so as to make a spark of fire, rather in the way that a fire can be started by rotating a fire drill in its base. The other Mayan groups now clamored to Tahil to renew their fires. He agreed to supply the golden flame on condition that in a future date, they would embrace him and allow themselves to be suckled by him. It seemed a harmless request, and the other Maya agreed, little realizing that the hidden meaning of being suckled was that one day they would be sacrificed to the god by the Quiche and have their hearts torn from their chests in his honor. Tohil instructed the Quiche to leave Tulan Zua, and they were greatly saddened that they would not be in that wonderful city when the sun finally rose. But they obeyed the divine command. The Quiche resumed their visiting a place named Rock Lines, Wrinkled Sands, and then the Great Abyss, where one Hanapu and seven Hanapu had their ball court. They eventually arrived at a mountain named the Place of Advice in the Guatemalan highlands, where they halted and awaited the dawn once more. At last, their patience was rewarded. They saw the morning star rise, and they rejoiced. They burned sacred incense to honor Tahil and the other gods. Then the sun climbed into the sky. His first appearance was unlike any other. He was seen in full body length and gave off so much heat that he scorched the surface of the earth and turned the idols of the Quiche and the snakes and the jaguars and pumas of the forest to stone. One god named White Spark Striker escaped the effect of the sun by hiding among the trees. Ever since, White Spark Striker has been known as the divine gamekeeper, the patron of the wild beasts of the forest. The Quiche were filled with joy at the sunrise. Then they recalled their brothers amongst the Maya, the groups from whom they had been separated, and this caused sadness in their hearts. The Quiche settled in this place where they built a fortified settlement. While they were there, they began to sacrifice humans to Tahil and their other principal gods, catching their victims on the mountain roads and offering their hearts and lifeblood to the stone idols of their gods in the jungle. Then they rolled the heads of the dead strangers onto the lonely roads. The local people attacked the Quiche stronghold, but they were foiled by a combination of Tahil's magic and the martial forces of the Quiche. In the aftermath of this triumph, the great ancestors, Jaguar Quince, Jaguar Knight, Maku, and the true Jaguar, removed themselves to the land of the dead. There their sons led another great pilgrimage to the east, in the course of which they met a being named Nakit, who was a form of the plumed serpent. Nakit honored them with gifts and titles indicating their high rank, and they returned to the highlands in great splendor. So when you only have one or two written accounts, they get a lot of use. So here was an account of how the Quiche Maya got into their position of success.
The sources for this are
The Maya by Cole, The Civilization of the Maya by Anaquin, The Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.